rocking around the Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, Sacred Music for the Christmas Season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, Sacred Music for the Christmas Season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Welcome back to Issues, etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Well, this is an odd occurrence. It doesn't usually happen this way. A prominent feminist, although she's young and kind of scatterbrained, Lena Dunham, she made a statement earlier this week that, well, it shocked pro-lifers, and it's apparently even shocked what our guest here in a few minutes calls angry internet feminism. She said that up into this point in her short life, she had not had an abortion, but she wished that she had. Now, it was a really obvious attempt to court the favor of feminists everywhere. It kind of backfired on her. We're going to talk about feminism's celebration of abortion. Pastor Hans Feeney joins us on this Friday afternoon. He's pastor of River of Life Lutheran Church in Shanahan, Illinois, creator of a series of comical videos called Lutheran Satire, and senior contributor to The Federalist, where he is author of a recent column, Feminism is Diehard's Hans Gruber, and Lena Dunham is its Harry Ellis. Hans, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Thanks for having me.
Why, in the case of Lena Dunham, who was, I think, as you say, trying to, as hard as she can, as she usually does, to appease feminism in the public square, why did angry internet feminism, as you call it, turn on her, one of its own?
Well, I think the answer is simply because it doesn't have its own. I mean, it's not a movement that's designed to help people or to identify those who are kind of on its side. It's not so much a tribalistic movement where you just sort of look at who is of your own people and who's not. But it's a movement that's just simply trying to get its hands on anger. It's constantly finding its own validation and being angry at women being mistreated or at women being misunderstood or at other people trying to think that they understand what the experience of a woman is like and under certain sets of circumstances. So basically, when Lena Dunham said, "I want the kind of the empowerment that abortion brings," you know, in that moment, sort of angry internet feminism saw, okay, here's someone who is giving us, this is someone who may be on our side, but she's someone who just gift-wrapped us an opportunity to scream at someone for thinking that they understand women's experiences who have gone this, who says she hasn't gone through it, so therefore we're going to tear her apart. So it's more interested in tearing people apart than it is in being served by people.
So you're distinguishing between feminism as a movement, kind of the social movement and political movement that is feminism, and angry internet feminism.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't, you know, feminism is, I feel like, one of these terms that people always get mad whenever you use it because they go, well, that's not feminism. And so I never really know, you know, it's hard to know what kind of the textbook definition is at this point, or sort of, you know, the first wave, second wave, third wave, fourth wave, whatever it is. So I just think this would be those who are most loudly proclaiming themselves to be feminists on the internet and who also frequently happen to be angry. That's kind of, whoever that's distinct from, is that's what it is.
So was Lena Dunham wrong in her assessment that, given different circumstances, a great way to court the favor of the feminist establishment would be to pine for an abortion, as she seemed to do publicly?
Yeah, it is. It's a fascinating thing because on the one hand, you know, a few months ago on Twitter, I don't remember who organized this, but this was a Twitter hashtag campaign that was going on, that women were being encouraged to shout their abortion. That was the hashtag. So women were sort of boasting of the fact that they were proud of having had an abortion, how they didn't feel shame about this, how they felt it was empowering. There was a lady who spoke at the Democratic National Convention that made a similar point. So on the one hand, you've got this movement saying women are not going to be shamed into silence. They're not going to be shamed. They're not going to be shamed in period. They're not going to be told that they need to feel bad about something that was a good and right thing for them to do, where they were exercising their own bodily autonomy. And so then when Lena Dunham says, oh, yeah, I would like to do, I wish I could have done that. I wish I could have exercised my own bodily autonomy in the same way. Then she gets sort of devoured, and so it was. I think it's just kind of a foolish move, I suppose, on her part, thinking that you can speak up in the presence of this thing that just wants to be angry and not somehow get devoured by it.
Let's talk a little bit about the way she explains what she said. She seems to have kind of, well, I don't know if she backed off it, but she said that she was in some sort of role that she was playing, or that she somehow involuntarily falls into occasionally in her real life?
Yeah, I guess she referred to it as some kind of delusional girl persona, where I guess similar to the character she plays on her show Girls, which I tried to watch. I got about 30 seconds in and just couldn't handle it. But I think that's kind of the idea, is this kind of well-meaning but sort of sometimes clueless, you know, Manhattan socialite or something of that nature. I don't know necessarily how, if that's really what it was the case, or if that's just kind of the after the fact sort of justification for the thing. But the analogy I kind of make in my piece is in the movie Die Hard, this character Harry Ellis, who sort of puts on his salesman persona when he goes in to try and negotiate with Hans Gruber, the villain of the film. So I think there's something similar there, where she was, at least in her own mind, if we're taking her at her word, that she was kind of, this was a sort of like a bit of performance art, where she was trying to show her enthusiasm for the cause, and she was probably in her own mind engaging in a little bit of hyperbole to show how committed she is to abortion rights and to legal abortion, that she didn't want to give any indication that there's anything to regret about it, and which makes logical sense. If it's nothing to regret, then it should certainly be something to celebrate.
So, according to your analogy there with the Die Hard scenario, she goes in kind of thinking, you know, we're on the same side, aren't we? Not realizing that angry internet feminism doesn't really care about even this issue, doesn't even really care about women that much.
Right, yeah. So in other words, she thinks, and I think in the context of the movie Die Hard, it's at this point that this character, Harry Ellis, thinks that he's dealing with a guy who's some kind of a terrorist. And he doesn't understand the plot that's going on around. He doesn't understand that these guys just want to steal money and leave everyone dead in the wake so that they can get away. So there's nothing he can offer Hans Gruber and his henchmen that the guy's going to want. So he comes in thinking, oh, I'll just hand John McClane over to him, and kind of and things go sideways from there. And it's sort of the same thing with Lena Dunham, where it's like she's saying, oh, the angry internet feminism wants to destroy this patriarchy that fills women with shame, so I'm going to help hand the patriarchy over. I'm going to give them the patriarchy by professing this confidence that abortion is a wonderful, empowering thing. Not realizing that angry internet feminism isn't really concerned with abortion rights or changing the social stigma of abortion. It's just primarily interested in just the death and destruction of ripping people apart when they supposedly say the wrong thing. It just wants to be mad. It just wants to be furious at someone. So when someone just wants to be angry, and when you've got a thief and a guy who's holding people hostage who's just looking for an excuse to pull the trigger, you don't want to be the person who speaks up and sort of voluntarily puts the target on your own head.
What does it tell us about both kind of feminism as a movement, but also as its bright lights? I think people would probably consider, although she is I don't think they consider a leading intellectual in feminism,
right.
But they certainly consider a fellow traveler in Lena Dunham. What does it tell us about both the individual feminist and feminism as a movement?
Well, it's a movement that is constantly trying to recruit people into a worldview that makes them miserable. That's, I think, what I find to be so sad about this, is that when you're putting on this performance art, as Lena Dunham appears to have been doing, when you're trying so desperately to win the approval of something, to show that you're sympathetic towards the cause, and it just devours you, I think ultimately what that shows is that this is not a movement that's actually designed to bring people joy, but yet people can't seem to kind of break out of it. They know that what they're doing isn't working, and yet they don't know what else to do to actually bring themselves a sense of peace and happiness in this world. And so I think this just shows sort of what a dead end this is, and why if you're actually looking to find a sense of peace, if you're looking to find a sense of joy in this life, certainly from Lena Dunham's perspective, I would say to her, look, you'll find far greater joy in actually defending the lives of the unborn, because those who are a part of the pro-life cause actually want converts. They genuinely want people to help them. They genuinely want this to be about defending the most defenseless in our midst. And in the same way, that even in a greater sense, the Christian Church is calling out for converts and wants people to know that that when people come into the presence of Christ, he's not going to ask them to dance around and to put on performance art or to impress him in order to hand them the salvation of God that they're trying to get. That it's a free gift that he already has, that he's already won for us, and that he will graciously give to all those who come to him in repentance.
Lena Dunham did, as you said before, she did kind of read the signs of the times pretty accurately and was foolish enough to kind of put it into words, where she believed that having an abortion for a card-carrying feminist was really your ticket to street credibility. I mean, that gave you credibility there. And to me, it takes someone as kind of foolish as she is to not only think it, but then actually come out and say it. But it is, in fact, sadly, tragically true, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is, at least in the minds of certain people. I suppose the problem is that part of this movement is that, and it's kind of part of this just whole social justice warrior thing and millennial thing, is that no one's ever allowed to make you feel like you're less accomplished than someone else. So your opinions are supposed to be just as valid. Your experiences are supposed to be just as valid. So even though on the one hand this movement gives every indication that having had an abortion, having been a woman who prioritized her, you know, career over the social expectations of family or whatever it is, kind of all these things, that obviously that gives you more street cred. At the same time, if you actually say that, well, then you're marginalizing people who have had different experiences, and you get torn apart. And even though that mindset doesn't really logically maintain a sense of consistency in the sort of feminist worldview, again, the whole goal is just to be angry. It's not to be consistent or logical.
Pastor Hans Feeney is pastor of River of Life Lutheran Church in Shanahan, Illinois, creator of a series of comical videos called Lutheran Satire, senior contributor to The Federalist, and author of a recent column there. Feminism is Die Hard's Hans Gruber, and Lena Dunham is its Harry Ellis. You can read it and find out more about Lutheran satire under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Hans, thanks.
Thanks for having me.
In Hour 2 of Issues Etc., our Issues Etc. Christmas tradition, we're asking you to answer this question live this Friday afternoon, December the 23rd. What is your favorite Christmas hymn? And why? You can give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet, @issuesetc. Or leave your answer to that question at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? In the final hour of Issues Etc. for 2016, right after this.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.